podcast that teaches you how to have a higher quality sex life, where I share cutting-edge research in neuroscience and psychology, relatable stories, and practical mindfulness-based skills so that you can maximize your pleasure potential and unlock more awareness and energy in every area of your life. I am Master Life Coach and Mindfulness Expert Danielle Savory, and I am thrilled to be on this journey with you. Okay, hello, hello. How's everyone doing today? I'm doing great. I'm back in my office. I got my microphone. I got my desk set up. We are not trapped in the snow anymore, which always feels nice. So today we're going to have a real heart-to-heart, real honest conversation. And for some of you, you might get a little mad at me. And I'm okay with that because you know what? This is coming from a place of love and support for you and your journey towards more pleasure and more desire. And I genuinely love all of you so much. And I'm okay if you get a little triggered and you get a little mad. Sometimes that's my job. But we've got to talk about one of the things that I truly hear all the time from my clients, from my friends, from women in the community. And that is the belief, he only wants one thing from me. He only wants something from me. And this cluster of thoughts about sex around our male partners is seriously killing your vibe. And we're also going to talk about what you can do about it. So to start with, I want to talk about why this belief that he only wants one thing from me and he only wants something from me, this belief feels like shit, and how it's actually impacting your desire and your pleasure. And then we'll talk about how this could be true and how you might actually be perpetuating this belief, your responsibility in it, how you might be making it worse. And that's the bit that might be a bit triggering. But first, before we dive into this very juicy topic, I want to ask, are you following me on Instagram at the Sex Coach for Women? That's my handle. Are you? Because I'm having a lot of fun on there. I've been making reels, which are like little quick snippets, like little videos that might spark one of the things that we talk about in the podcast, little graphics, things that you can pass along to your friends, things that you might want to just save, little snippets that help you take these concepts, take these philosophies, be reminded, and then have them at the top of your mind so that it helps you keep that pleasure and keep that desire really as part of your life. So get in there, follow me. Again, it's at the Sex Coach for Women. Now, this is the thing. I actually got shadow banned. I don't know if I talked about that on the podcast. I actually got shadow banned a couple weeks ago. And for those of you that don't know what that means, basically it just means that your stuff doesn't get seen. It's not that I can't post. I can still post, but if I use a hashtag, which people use to be able to find relevant stuff or things they're interested in, my stuff doesn't come up. My things don't come up very often in my, even my followers' news feeds. Like, it's like they just try and make it really hard to see my stuff, which is even more important why it helps having a community that shares your things and, you know, shares your things to their stories or shares it even privately in Messenger with your girlfriends, because this is the sex education that we never got, but it goes so much beyond just sex education. And if we really want pleasure and desire and sex and the whole narrative that we have around sex, the shameful way that we've been socialized as women to start shifting, then we got to get the word out there. So whether or not you share this podcast or write a review or share the graphics that you see or the reels that you see or the stories that you see on my Instagram, first off, know how much I appreciate it, but also know that you're being part of the solution for us to change what it's like for women and what it's like for us in the realm of sexuality, helping women begin to embrace this part of them, to not be ashamed, to experience more pleasure, to get out of this you know, sometimes like the objectification and that pleasure is for men. Like, we've got to talk about it and share it and share the message so that it can start shifting for our daughters, for our granddaughters, for our friends, for the next generation to come. Okay. Now, the second thing I want to do is I just want to shout out this new cohort of the Better Sex in 90 Days that I'm working with. We recently got started and it's just so fun and it's so wonderful getting to see them in person, well, virtual in person, and just hearing about what they're going through. They've been super active on the Facebook community, being really brave, really vulnerable, sharing where they're at, sharing their celebrations, posting their sex assessments, which you will remember are just their ways of evaluations. And even though it's only been a couple weeks, they're already seeing big shifts. And that's what happens when you go all in, when you really commit and then you start showing up. They're having fun dancing around. They're having fun preparing for sex and already feeling more turned on. They are just like consuming the information and the videos in there and just loving it. And I just love them so much. So I wanted to give them a little shout out because it's been so fun having this new group. And this group is actually who I got the idea from for this topic. So you can thank them, especially if you are feeling a little triggered. You're like, ah, thanks a lot. No, I'm just kidding. But you can thank them for this topic because this is something that's been on the top of my mind. And when they brought it up, I was like, oh yeah, I do want to talk about on this podcast about this. So let's come back to this thought. He only wants one thing from me. He only wants sex, or he wants something from me. So I'm just kind of putting all of these sentences, all of these thoughts. It might be a little bit of a different iteration for you, but just think of this as this cluster of thoughts when you're interacting with your partner. I think you might be able to see how this is not a thought that truly creates pleasure or desire. Unless you're, of course, you're saying it like, ooh, he wants sex from me. But I don't think most of us are saying it like that. Then it's not going to get you turned on. It's not going to even make you feel like you're open to the idea of it. One of my clients, she gets so annoyed in the morning because her husband might roll over and she finally got a good night of sleep. And then there's just little poke going on, if you know what I mean. And it's like, ah, really? First thing in the morning, this is all he wants from me. He just wants something from me. Here I have this wonderful night of sleep, and then now he just wants something from me. And it shuts her down. It makes her feel not sexy and not turned on, right? And another client of mine just noticed that where her mind went is like when she was chatting with her husband and then mid-combo, he did a little grab or he might say something like, God, you look so gorgeous. And it was like, stop. Like, all he wants is sex from me. He just wants something from me. He's just trying to butter me up. I mean, really, it's something that has crossed most of our minds at some point, if not a lot of the time with our partners. Like when you're thinking to yourself that he only wants that thing, how do you feel? Does it make you feel good? Like, does it turn you on? Do you want to connect with your partner more when you're thinking he only wants that thing? No, hell no. Like, not at all. But remember, this isn't something about what your partner is doing or not doing. Your partner may do something or say something, and you are the one that has the thought. He only wants one thing. He is not saying to you explicitly, I only want sex from you, woman, give it to me. It's that thought that's turning it all off for you, not your partner. I get it. We want it to be our partner doing it all wrong. We want to place the blame. This is this pattern, this kind of habit that we fall into with our partners, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long time with them. Like, maybe if he just didn't grab my buns while I was cooking dinner, or if he just listened to the play-by-play of my whole day and asked how I felt, then I wouldn't think like that. Then I would really actually want to have sex with him. And that feels true. It really does. But guess what? It just isn't. Because desire is not created because our partners are behaving right. Desire is created by how you are interpreting a situation, how you are thinking about your partner. And if you've been in a relationship for a long time, in a monogamous relationship, and it started off all hot and steamy, I bet if you took a look back to when it all started, it really wasn't that much different. You might have interpreted that interruption instead of being annoying and he just wants this thing as kind of cute and flirty and like, oh my gosh, he's so into me. Yeah. Or when he paused and said how sexy and beautiful, you were flattered. And instead of immediately thinking like, oh, he's just trying to get in my pants, you might have been thinking like, wow, this guy is really into me. He really likes me. And also the son of a bitch here. Is that the way the brain works? Okay. So once it starts having this like seed of a thought, the seed of a belief, then it gets planted. And this seed of a belief, he only wants one thing from me, is there. It's planted. And then it becomes hardwired into your brain because we look for evidence to prove that it's true over and over again. And that seed of a belief really has now dug its roots into your brain. It's become a default thought. It's become a go-to thought. And the brain is all concerned about efficiency, right? So it's easier for it to keep this deep-rooted thought, to keep the belief that he only wants something from you, that something being sex, of course. And this is confirmation bias. When your brain goes on a mission, literally, to make sure you keep believing this thing. Like, oh, see how he was so up for putting the kids to sleep tonight? I know he's only doing that because he wants to be nice and he wants, you know, me to get in the bath so he can have sex tonight. See how he interrupted me and said how I look so nice today and my booty's just popping in these leggings? He's just trying to flatter me and butter me up because he wants something. See, after I said I was on my period, instead of watching a movie, he decided he wanted to play video games with his friend, probably because he figures sex isn't on the table, so he's just out, right? Your brain is working for this belief. And in this case, it's working against your pleasure, against your connection, and against your desire. It is working really hard to make sure you see all of the things that your partner is doing through the lens that this belief is true. And so it taints the story, and you will use whatever happens as proof that this is in fact true, that he only wants one thing. And you might even be thinking to yourself like, no, it's true, Danielle. He really does only want one thing. But that's because your brain has trained you to truly believe that this is a fact, that this is true, that it isn't a thought, and it has worked so hard to gather evidence to support it. Even if maybe there's a whole bunch of evidence to support a case that he doesn't actually just want one thing. So again, when we have this confirmation bias like this, there could be so many other things that your brain could look at that would actually prove the opposite to be true, that he just wants to be with you, that he loves you, that he supports you, that he's here for all of the things, not just sex. But we can't even see that. The brain will kind of block those out as irrelevant information because it's working so hard to prove its belief that it's concerned about to be true. So why in the world do we believe this in the first place? Okay. That men just want something from us, that they only want one thing. Because we're literally taught to believe this from day one. Watch out for boys, hun. They only want one thing. Oh my gosh, your daughter is so beautiful. You better be careful. You'll be in trouble when she gets older. Hope you have a shotgun for all those boys who are going to come knocking at her door. Like, excuse me, Susie, but your skirt is too short and I can see your shoulders. You don't want to give boys the wrong idea. You know, they're only out for one thing. We get these messages constantly from the time we are too little to even understand what this thing that boys want from us is. And then we are taught to make sure we wait until we are in love or till boys show us a commitment or we are married before giving the quote unquote sex away. Like it's literally this thing, this one thing that we give to him. Like, have you given it up yet? Make sure you know he's committed before sleeping with him. You don't want him just bouncing right back and bouncing out because he got what he wanted. So we lead men along, believing that sex is something that they want from us. It is ours and it is ours to give away. And once he has proven his worth somehow. So sex becomes this commodity, this thing to be earned and wagered based on commitment and love and, you know, some sort of societal standards of enough dates. It's to be earned. It helps us on this subconscious level to get what we have been told we want, which is security and safety and commitment. So sex becomes the commodity for us to get this other thing. Now, I want to say, if you're feeling a little like, wait a minute, this isn't anything you're doing on purpose, okay? If you're feeling any kind of shame or judgment towards yourself coming up, like I said, this is all at the subconscious level. And maybe even a little bit we understand it, but society has told us it's okay. You know that this is what boys want from you, so we can use this to our advantage to get what we want, which is babies and marriage and security and a house, right? All things that we have been told we want, not saying those are the things that you personally want. And so it does become this thing. We look at like, oh, well, men only want this thing from us. They only want this like commitment. They want this sex. So this is the thing that I can give to them, but I'm also going to get this other part of the life that I really want. This belief that this is something that men truly do want from us, but not only that they want from us, but it's like the thing that they want. And then it gives us this power to withhold it. So this belief that they want something from us and this belief that this is the only thing they want, we all perpetuate this story. Men talk about getting in and are they getting their needs met or not? We talk about men having this like real high sex drive and we got to make sure they're taken care of and is their woman putting out? And us women, we look at sex as something that we can hold as power move over the men we are choosing to be in relationship with. Oh, if you're kind. Oh, if you've gone a certain amount of dates, if you've been helping with the kids, if you appreciate me, if you give me chocolates and flowers on Valentine's Day, if you open up to me emotionally, if you listen to me deeply, if you do the house projects that need done, then you can have it. And listen, the bottom line here is we are all looking at sex as this thing. This commodity that we give away or this commodity that we're hoping to get from our partner. That's the start of all of it. It's like this holy gift, like here you go, I will give you this thing, pussy on a platter, rather than an experience you are sharing with one another. Not a thing to be given or taken, but a delicious, beautiful, loving experience for you both. And again, we all perpetuate this. It is learned in the way that we view sex, both in the way that we're socialized as women to give it away, that it is even something we can give away, and also that this is what men really want, that sex is all that they want this thing from us. That's the first thing on their mind. And you know what I say? It is time for an upgrade, because this makes sex less for everyone involved. It is going to kill your desire and for sure your pleasure, because when you're believing that he just wants it or this is something from you and you're in a place of giving it to him, you aren't there for you. How are you going to look forward to something that you feel like you're grudgingly giving away, that you've just been told you probably should be giving away since you were young, that the person that you've chosen to be in holy matrimony with, or just be in a partnership, or just be in a relationship with, only wants this thing from you. Like one more piece of you that you have to give to someone else. But what is so important to see here and for you to understand is that these are literally clusters of sentences in your brain. Clusters of sentences in your brain that were planted by the society, by the family, by the culture, by the religion surrounding you all the time. And this is what's causing the suffering. It is an attachment to the story that he wants something from me, or he only wants sex from me, that's making you hurt. It is you believing this sentence to be true, and your brain offering this thought to you over and over and over again every time your partner tries to connect with you physically, that's creating the wall and disconnect. Because when we think something, we let our brain be entertained by the story, then you will have a feeling about it. You will have a physiological response in your body. So I want you to really get into your body. Notice when you are thinking this thought or believing this story, when interacting with your partner, when he does something and you immediately have the reaction of like, oh, he probably just wants something from me. What happens for you? How do you feel? For me, I get super irritated. My cheeks get kind of hot. I get tense all over, and it creates this block, like this physical wall of like, I'm not having this. Please step away from the body right now. This is off limits. Back away. Now, this isn't anything my partner's doing. It's probably not even anything he said that's wrong or bad. It's me. And it's you thinking the thought and thinking that this is bad and wrong. When we have created sex as a commodity in our society, and when we have objectified women of giving this thing of sex away, of course it doesn't feel loving or something you want to be a part of. But you do have the power to change this dynamic. You actually can help by stop perpetuating this belief that men are just out there and they're just wanting one thing, and that we are this women that can just give them this one thing. You can start flipping this whole narrative by starting to see when it surfaces with you and flipping it in your own life. Start by asking this question, is it even true? Like, sure, he might want it, of course, like, I'm sexy, and so of course he wants it. But let's be honest, this partner you have chosen to be with, is that really all he wants? He just wants this thing from you? If he just wanted sex, it might be easier to get it elsewhere, don't you think? He's here because he actually cares. Can we just start with that? Just like you're here because you actually care. Maybe he does want you. Maybe he does want to have sex with you. He chose you. He wants to be in a relationship with you. Can we just start with thinking that some of those things might be true? That even if he does want sex from you, it doesn't negate the fact that he's chosen you to be in a relationship with. An emotional and physical relationship. One to maybe hold a house with. Maybe you have children together. Maybe you just share the nuances and the mundane moments of your week, but you're still in it together. And on the flip side, let's just take your partner completely out of this for a moment, okay? And remember that when we're just focused on you, sex can be for you. This is something that you want, and you're learning to want it more because it lights you up, because there's so many benefits, because you are done with blah. You holding on to this story that he just wants something from you is literally killing your own sexual desire. It is the biggest cock block from your own pleasure. And if you want to feel more connected to your partner and more sexual pleasure in your body, then this sentence, this cluster of thoughts and beliefs that has been planted in all of our brains a long time ago needs to go. This is why it's crucial that we remind ourselves over and over again that this is actually something that we do want, that we want connection, that we want intimacy, that we want pleasure and desire, because your brain is going to offer long-time held beliefs over and over and over again that can keep you from actually attaining this thing that you want. this calm, this delight, this delicious sensation, happiness, ease, enjoyment. Keeping this thought is keeping you from those feelings. So when you truly start to see that this is the goal, like I want to be happy in my partnership, I want to feel satisfied, I want to feel desire, I want to feel pleasure. When you see that that is the goal, you can see that your mind spinning in this story is literally keeping you and your body from feeling exactly what you want more of. So that's what I got with you today. You might need to listen to this episode again. Remember, I'm on your side. It's been my absolute pleasure to share this very fired up message to you about him wanting something from you and how that is literally killing your own desire and your own pleasure, and to start doing a little bit of digging and a little bit of investigation around it. If that's what you want, if you want more satisfaction, if you want to feel more lit up, then we got to take a look at this cluster of beliefs. And if you're loving what I'm sharing with you on this podcast, with these concepts, and you do want to take this further and apply everything that you learn here so that you get real results, then I invite you to join Better Sex in 90 Days, where you will be expertly guided on how to rewire your brain and practices and tools to take what you learn and see a massive difference in your sex life, in your relationship with yourself, and everywhere else. I can't wait to support you there. We are always enrolling and we have another cohort coming up soon, so make sure to check that out. Have a wonderful week. Take care.